State Representative Larry Inman has avoided what could have been up to 20 years in prison. The week-long trial of the Traverse City Republican ended with the jury finding him not guilty of lying to the FBI and deadlocked on two other counts of soliciting a bribe and extortion. Interlochen Public Radio's Max Johnson covered the trial in Grand Rapids. So, Max, 12 hours of jury deliberation and a mistrial?
Yeah, sort of. So Inman was found not guilty on one of the three charges, that's lying to the FBI. The jury couldn't agree on a verdict on the other two charges, so it's a partial acquittal and a partial mistrial. Multiple people, including Inman's attorney, Chris Cook, who's been practicing the law for at least 30 years, said they've never seen anything quite like this in this case. It was only the second mistrial in the 12-year federal court career of the federal judge on the case. So it's safe to say no one really saw this coming.
So remind us just what the charges were about.
Yeah, so Inman was accused of trying to sell his vote on Michigan's prevailing wage law last year. To summarize, prosecutors said that he asked lobbyists for campaign cash over text message in exchange for his support on prevailing wage. Then when the FBI investigated it, prosecutors said he lied to an FBI agent when they asked him if he ever made that offer.
What did Inman and his attorney say about these results?
Well, they were frankly giddy when this was announced. Inman was visibly relieved. He let out a huge sigh when the mistrial and acquittal was announced. After court adjourned, he and his attorney were thrilled. I mean, I hadn't really seen them smile at any point during the trial, but they were all smiles afterwards. Here's some brief comments that Inman and his attorney made to reporters after court let out.
I'm hopefully looking forward to, you know, getting back in stream with my job and working with the other legislators and doing good for the, you know, for the residents of Grand Traverse County.
He holds no grudges. He proved himself. So I think people will accept him back. So.
And Inman is an attorney who you also heard there, both called for the representative to have his office, staff, and committee assignments restored to him. Those were removed after the indictment was announced earlier this year. Overall, Inman was really happy after the verdict. This has been a week-long trial where his character was questioned, where a lot of nasty things were said about him by his colleagues, and it was evident every day how stressed he was. This is one of the only times after the trial let out that I've seen him smile and sort of relax since this whole court began.
Max, is there any indication the prosecution plans to try again?
It seems they will. Right after the mistrial was announced, the prosecuting attorney asked the judge to set a new trial date on the remaining two charges. Remember, a mistrial doesn't mean that he can't be tried again. He still can. And that indictment still stands. So Inman is still also under a couple bond conditions. He can't leave the state. So it looks like he may be tried again. But, you know, this case is really complicated. So it's not a guarantee that prosecutors will be able to go back. But he could be back on trial soon.
So when Representative Inman was on the stand, what kind of defense did he offer?
Well, as to the text messages that prosecutors pointed to charge him on these counts, Inman insists he doesn't remember sending them. There was lots of talk about his use of opioid painkillers. At one point, he testified that he was taking up to 20 to 25 Norco pills a day and drinking heavily. That's, by the way, 20 to 25 pills of Norco. That's at a tremendous amount of drugs.
Yes, that is.
And that's on top of the stress Inman said he was under for a tight reelection campaign. He said that all clouded his judgment. He doesn't remember sending those text messages. He thinks they may be misinterpreted. On his prevailing wage vote specifically, Inman said the only thing that factored into his vote was political pressure from other Republicans and conversations he had with his constituents. He says money from lobbyists never really impacted his vote, and as evidence of that, he pointed to a check from lobbyists that he returned to a union after he didn't vote their way on prevailing wage. So there was a lot of conversation about all that. And then in closing statements, his attorney said no one ever saw Inman ask for a bribe in person. He said this was only done over text message and warned the jury not to convict someone based on a text message alone, whose meaning they don't necessarily know.
What might this mean for that recall effort against the representative?
Yeah, that's tricky. The petition was thrown out a couple weeks ago by state officials because of a few typos, but the people behind that petition are trying to challenge that in court. They don't want those signatures to go out the window based on, you know, some typos in there. But they did use the language of the indictment against Inman in their petition. Now, those charges are still pending. That indictment still stands, but this case is, and those charges are not nearly as clear as they seemed a couple weeks ago. So as far as the law is concerned, Representative Inman is still an innocent man. So when they do challenge that petition being tossed out, it may be a tough sell to a judge. And the reality is plenty of people are still upset at Inman. We've seen that reaction after all these stories have gone up. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's still an effort to remove him from office.
So do we know if now he can get back to the business of being the representative for the 104th District?
Well, he's back in session today. The House is in session. He is in Lansing. I've seen that on social media. Here's Inman on his broadly his future in Lansing.
I certainly will ask the Speaker to reinstate my office and my staff and my assignments as though, the moment before the indictment came out. So,
now, this is just my educated guess, but for productivity's sake, I would imagine he'll get his office and staff back. Just for practicality's sake, the committee assignments may be a tough sell. Inman insists he still has friends in the Capitol and wants to tackle specifically addiction issues in light of, you know, what he said were his struggles with opioids over the past few years. It's tough to know how it'll be received because there were some very frank conversations during the trial about his behavior. But for now, Inman seems kind of unfazed.
Max Johnson, Interlochen Public Radio. Max, thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia.